Hi, this is Gerald Celente. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, and your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. It's a happy day over there in Gaza. Yeah, bullshit Biden's Rafah red line is a red carpet for Netanyahu. Hey, remember all this talk about a ceasefire? And what did Israel say? No ceasefire, just more slaughter. Oh, and the Americans keep supplying the Israelis with the bombs to do the killing. It's the American way. Disgusting what's going on. Oh, I'm an anti-Semite because I hate war. Go fuck yourself. Well, matter of fact, maybe you could get Lindsey Graham to go fuck you up the ass. I mean, whatever you want to do. What a bunch of shit this is. This is disgusting. This is murderous in front of everybody's eyes. Blowing the fucking place to smithereens. We got Hamas, they're hiding. You destroyed the fucking joint. Anyway, your Trends Journal is filled with these articles. We have a whole section on the Israeli war. Yep. By the way, over the weekend, 120,000 Israelis took to the streets calling for a ceasefire deal. Hardly reported in America. But Netanyahu said, go fuck yourself. We're not going to do it. Biden backs ceasefire deal in Gaza. Bibi says, F you. Ben-Gvir, Smotrich say they will dissolve government if Netanyahu agrees to ceasefire proposal. Murder in the first degree. It's the way of the world. And what else? Oh, a whole load of things. Israel land stealing pace escalates. You know, I love this term they call settlers. Not settlers, you're stealing the fucking land. According to the New York Times article, 37,000 acres have been stolen by the settlers since Hamas attacked last October 7th. 37,000 acres. And they're making life totally miserable for the, quote, Palestinians who are there. And we got it. Netanyahu ministers join Israel's far right. March to Gaza demands Palestinian expulsion. That's a whole nother one. That's the genocide of Gaza. Again, nobody's reporting on this in America. That was Haaretz that showed that, the Israeli newspaper. So then you got the Ukraine war heating up because now they said, yeah, you could use these F-15s and all these missiles to bomb deep inside of Russia. So that's Russia's now warning that they're going to retaliate possibly with a nuclear attack. And this is what we warned about going back to, let's see, February 22nd, 2022, from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. That's right. Talk of peace is forbidden. From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. This thing is ramping up. And remember what I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. And they're going to take us to war. Because bullshit Biden, out of his mind Trump, I shouldn't say out of his mind, narcissistic Trump, the people don't want, the polls show they don't want either of them. And Biden is a loser. But just as the people supported little Georgie Bush, some 90% of the Americans for the Afghan war, they'll support Biden if America is attacked. You go back to World War II. 80% of the people were opposed to getting involved in it until Pearl Harbor was bombed. But again, they don't know the facts of why Pearl Harbor was bombed when FDR stole all Japanese assets in America, and the US, the UK, and the Dutch cut off 3/4 of their global trade and 88% of their imported oil. Oh, yes. So when they bombed Pearl Harbor in retaliation, Americans followed. And they'll do the same stupid shit now. And then on the economic front, very, very important, because as we've been saying, there's going to be a banking bust. And that banking bust is now appearing before everybody's eyes that aren't too blind to see. And that was the cover of the Trends Journal last week. Bank on it. Office building bust. A ticking time bomb for the banks. So what happened today? Well, according to Hindenburg Research, they just published this report on AXOS, Axis Bank. Our research, including industry analysis, interviews with 21 former employees, lease agents, and industry experts, combined with an examination of Axos loan book derived through local property records, indicates the company exposed to the riskiest asset classes with lax underwriting standards and a loan book filled with multiple glaring problems. Ready? Contrary to many peers who backed away from deteriorating commercial real estate market post-COVID pandemic, Axos doubled down, increasing its total exposure. Office building bust. Bloomberg reported on this. They also covered it, and they said, quote, when it comes to commercial real estate investors in the U.S. banking sector are on the edge. Isn't that nice language? They're on the edge. This is a crisis the likes of which we've never seen in modern history. Go to Castle Systems with a K. You'll see the office occupancy rate in the United States of the major cities is only at around 50%. That's right. Now, all the businesses that depended on commuters, they're going out of business too. But we won't talk about that because nobody does. And again, you go back to your Trends Journal and you look at your office building bust. We said this was going to happen in May of 2020. We said this was the beginning when they forced people to work at home. And again, people said, I don't want to commute anymore. An hour and a half each way, I'm not doing that anymore. And the tenant and the people that rented the space said, yeah, don't come in. I don't need all this office space. I don't see any cubicles anyway. This thing is going to bring down the banking system, and no one is talking about it. No one anywhere. No one. All they're doing is giving little bits and pieces of what's going on here without showing the big story. Bloomberg also covered Axos reporting that when it comes again, and we write, no shit, blow us away. We only forecast this would happen in May of 2020. Bloomberg wrote that Axos Financial Inc., the latest target, slumped Tuesday after a short seller took aim at what it called the bank's, quote, glaring property loan problems. This is just the beginning. They also note that a wall of maturing property debt this year that's estimated at $441 billion. They're estimating over the next 2.5 years, some $4 trillion of commercial real estate loans are coming due. They're not going to be paid off. So gold prices went down today. But again, we think gold is near its bottom and it's an upswing. Later in the week, we're going to see the European Central Bank. The bet is they're going to lower interest rates. When they lower interest rates and other countries lowering interest rates, the United States is going to lower them too. It's one big club. As George Collins said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. So that means that if they lower interest rates and the United States interest rates stay high, their inflation rates go way up because the value of their currencies go way down. They're not going to let that happen. They did this during the Great Depression too, by the way. The UK asked the United States not to raise interest rates when the crash of 29 was happening. And they didn't. They're going to do it again. They're going to keep interest rates down. So the lower interest rates go, the higher gold prices go. and oil, very important to look at. Oil prices now are hitting like a five-month low. This is even after OPEC has agreed to cut production. Why? It's in your Trends Journal, the why. And the why is because they're using less gas and oil because demand is going down, even as prices are going down. And again, you subscribe to the Trends Journal by going to trendsjournal.com. We're giving you what nobody anywhere, any place is giving you. And I can show you with the facts. Hold on. This is what you pay $6 for Sunday's New York Times. Sunday Business. Look at this stupid fucking picture over here. Students give in to selling out. Yeah. One stupid picture after another of nothing, nothing crap. Here. Look at this. What am I, 6 years old looking at this crap? Look at this shit. You know why they do this? They don't have journalists. They don't write about anything. Here, look. Look. $6 for crap. Here, this is the Wall Street Journal. This is the weekend edition. $6. Look at this. Look at this picture. In Florida's heat, a fountain of youth. Yeah, this is Sunday's $6 New York Times. Big article there, front page. The internet's final frontier, remote Amazon tribes of Brazil. Look at this. All big story. Who gives a fuck? What in the world is going on? We don't know. We're the news media. It's all a bunch of crap. So anyway, we're giving you what nobody else in the world has given you. Trends analysis, geopolitical, socioeconomic, technocracy. Yeah, AI, the decline of humans. Joe Duran, you get this book, his other one, The Synthetic Devolution. I tell him, I said, you spelt it wrong. It's devolution. Joking around with them. Yeah, it is. And get these books on Amazon. We're giving you technocracy. We're giving you high-tech science. We're giving you AI. Again, everything's turned synthetic. Synthetic fibers, synthetic food, synthetic GDP, synthetic music. As I said, they got it misspelt it in the King James Bible when they said the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. So again, featured guest articles by Phil Giraldi, former CIA guy, featured guest articles by Dr. Joseph Mercola, featured guest article by John and Nisha Whitehead. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Know your rights or you will lose them. And again, trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. We're giving you everything we can for the grand total of $2.56 a week. That's it. Over 200 pages each week. So the more subscribers we have, the more we can do. And don't forget, and I'm not saying the more we can do in terms of what we're giving you, we're giving you everything we can. The more we get the word out of truth, justice, and the American way, and the world way of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, the better we'll have a time of joy and beauty in this life. But that's not going to happen until we get rid of these clowns and you get your T-shirt by going to Trends Journal, Trends Shop. You see the shop. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And there's the back of the shirt. Yep. So there we got it. Your new Trends Journal. You're not going to want to miss it. It's history before it happens. You better prepare for what's going on. This is the most volatile crisis that I've ever witnessed in my 44 years of trend forecasting. Again, as they say, go away in May. That's what they say about getting out of the stock market. This is very volatile right now. You better be prepared to see what's going on. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then.